This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden says he intends to run for re-election in 2024 after Democrats dodged a red wave in the midterms.
Regardless of what the final tally in these elections show, and there's still some counting going on, I'm prepared to work with my Republican colleagues. The American people have made clear, I think, that they expect Republicans to be prepared to work with me as well.
Several Senate races are still a toss-up, including Georgia, which is headed for a runoff next month. There's also Arizona and Nevada.
It could take until the end of next week to know for sure the winner of the Senate race here, and that could determine which party controls the Senate. Tens of thousands of mail-in ballots and ballots placed in drop boxes need to be counted. Right now, Republican Adam Laxalt has a 22,000 vote lead.
CBS's Steve Futterman. A House Democrat admits defeat in New York.
New York Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney chaired the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. Now he concedes he lost his own race to Republican Mike Lawler, who was confident he could pull off the win.
They want change. They're tired of one-party rule. Democrats have failed.
The race featured record spending and a TV ad blitz by both sides. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
New York did just elect its first female governor, as did Arkansas and Massachusetts. Tropical storm Nicole is battering the Bahamas and could become a rare November hurricane as it takes aim at Florida. CBS's Peter King is in Cocoa Beach.
Already we're seeing some sheds that have been moved by the wind and the water. The waves are high. It may sound cliche, but the ocean looks very, very angry.
The storm could make landfall there later tonight. The State Department says WNBA star Brittany Griner is now being transferred to a Russian penal colony. Spokesman Ned Price.
Brittany Griner has endured a sham trial, unjust sentencing, and now the transfer from a prison to a remote penal colony. It's just another injustice layered on top of her ongoing unjust and wrongful detention.
The U.S. is still working on getting her home. Facebook's parent company Meta is getting rid of 13% of its workforce. That's about 11,000 people, all to cut costs. Verge editor Richard Lawler.
Mark Zuckerberg is trying to turn Meta into another company. That he's not kind of really satisfied with Facebook as the social media company that he's trying to build this metaverse. He changed the name. He's investing billions of dollars. They've invested over $9 billion this year alone in the Reality Labs division, and that's not paying off yet.
The move comes a week after Twitter cut half of its employees. The Dow lost more than 600 points today. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Doug. Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it!
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets!
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
I'm Dr. Stork. Why give your family just ordinary eggs when they can enjoy the best? Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition compared to ordinary eggs. With 6 times more vitamin D, 10 times more vitamin E, 25% less saturated fat, and 38% more lutein. Because the way we care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Exactly win it, but Ukraine's president just got handed an Oscar.
Sean Penn pulled one of two prized Academy Awards out of a backpack and handed it over to Volodymyr Zelensky during a visit to Kyiv.
This is the symbolic silly thing, but if I know this is here with you, then I'll feel better and stronger for the fight.
An Instagram post captures the actor instructing the president.
When you win, bring it back to Malibu, because I'll feel much better knowing there's a piece of me here.
Zelensky gifted Penn the country's Order of Merit on behalf of the Ukrainian people. The actor has made three trips to Ukraine since the war began. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Goodbye, blue checks. Hello, gray official labels. That's the latest tweak by Elon Musk to confirm a person who's using an account authenticated by Twitter. Musk now promises to give check marks to anyone who pays a monthly fee. The blue check system has been in place since 2009. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.